Motors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Park City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Park City!
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Some folks let their gold and silver sit in a drawer. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who bring it to Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. We pay top prices for gold and silver coins and offer fast, easy loans on gold jewelry, rings, necklaces, you name it. If it's gold, we're interested. Whether you're selling, borrowing, or buying, do it the smart way. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
All right, welcome back. Here we are, Liberty Eagle basketball. Liberty and Dixon. Dixon 16-3. Liberty is 16-2. So both these teams are kind of have a little better understanding of where they're at.
Yep.
Liberty played last night, and I'm sure did Dixon. I'm sure they did, but
yeah, I had it pulled up here.
So we'll go through the starters. Dixon Bulldogs.
They played Thursday night.
Okay.
They beat Fatima Thursday night.
They beat Fatima?
Yep.
So Dixon will start Trip Hoser, MJ Ford, John Kramer, Drew Young, and Talon Hoser. Liberty will start Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Carter Ellett, Paxton Hunter, Drayton Wells. So Liberty playing last night, and Dixon playing Thursday night. Liberty in the white, Dixon in the red. Dixon, home of John Brown, the two-time All-American NBA player. Played collegiately for Norm Stewart at Mizzou. Was an All-American. Played in the NBA 12, 13 years. All right, boys. Can't cheat. All right, now we're going to toss it up. Tip, and it's controlled by Liberty. Parker Toon, Alex Toon, inside to Wells, back outside to Hunter. Liberty will reset with Alex.
We'll see this kind of Liberty matchup. This Dixon team matches very well up with Liberty's size.
Liberty chips it in. They get it inside the Wells, and there's two. Dixon, I think, is going to be somewhat similar. Well, they're going to run a five out in the corner. Liberty will pack it in. Dixon zips it to the corner. Here's a three. Good. Count it. That's MJ Ford. Dixon's going to extend their defense. Will they trap at the timeline? Here comes the help. Skip pass cross, caught by Parker. Loose ball. Liberty turns it over. Dixon catches in the corner, brings it across, throws it to the other side. Gets caught in the rim. Jump ball stays with Dixon. Dixon tosses it in on the baseline. They'll bring it out top to Hoosier. He works it to the left now. Spins it into the corner and a walk. MJ Ford with the quick step, but he took the step before the dribble. In the backcourt, Alex Toon brings it across, flips it over to Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter
steps on the line.
Ooh, steps out of bounds. I like the approach.
I did too. Yeah, he kind of had a pretty good lane there on the baseline that he took. 3-2, Dixon.
Throwing it out top. Dixon resets. Back to Ford. Ford goes high post to Creamer. Inside and up and in for Trip Hooser.
Good little high post.
Alex Toon catches, brings it across the timeline, takes it in. His floater goes up, won't fall. Rebound, Dixon. Dixon on the fast break, driving in, reaching in. That's going to be on Parker, maybe?
Yeah.
Parker or Carter.
Oh, no. They got Ellis.
Yeah. MJ Ford will toss it in for the Bulldogs. Dixon, well, they really spread it out and they throw it away.
Little backdoor cut there. Just a little too much mustard on that pass. So they're, and both teams still kind of measuring each other, trying to figure out where the weak spots are.
Yeah. Alex Toon gets it to Paxton Hunter. Paxton uses the dribble, gets the double team in the corner, brings it out to Ellett. Ellett for three. That's off the mark. No good. Paxton Hunter with the rebound and the putback. And now we got a whistle.
Flop warning.
Oh, on
number five.
Okay. 5-4. Dixon. Dixon with
the
basketball.
They actually called the foul.
Did they really? Okay. MJ Ford for Dixon. Gives it up, gets it back, spots up for three. Off the rim, no good. Alex Toon takes the long rebound. Parker Toon, now he goes baseline. Kicks it out. Good look for Alex Toon.
Boy, that inside-out game works really well.
Oh, it gives your shooters such a better look. Skip pass across. 10-footer goes up, no good. Rebound, Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter, oop, turns it over. Dixon on a fast break. Lays it up and in. Trip Hooser. 7-5.
They put it on the wrong side. Parker Toon.
Should be. Yeah,
Parker Toon with the elbow jumper.
Nine. Yeah, I'll have to add it up here. They've scoreboards jacked up. Here's a three. That's short. No good. Rebound putback is for Drew Young. Should be 9-9. What it should be.
Yeah.
Oh, Liberty turns it over. They tried that high-low, Parker to Wells, but.
Fourth Liberty turnover already.
Yeah, they're going to fix it right here.
Okay, it was a flop warning on number five. That's what they're cleaning up. It wasn't a personal foul.
Yeah. And it should be 9-9. No. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No, that was a 3. Yes, 9, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9.
Yeah, they've missed something somewhere.
Oh, look on their playoff. Dixon with the basketball. Into the ball game, number 24, Perry Jacobs for Dixon. In the corner, they work it to Creamer. Back to Ford. Ford's going to make a drive, goes up. And it's a loose ball and picked up, blocked by Wells, and Wells gathers it up. Altermat's going to take it all the way down. High off the glass, no good. Tipped, put back up and in.
Attaboy. Got a tip by Wells, and Altermat got it for the putback.
At the wing for three, off the rim, no good. Another rebound, Altermat. Altermat gets it to Ellett. Ellett's fouled on the floor.
Okay, yeah, I think here's the. He's going to fix the score here.
That's what I've got. I've got, Dixon with nine. Let's see what. Yeah.
Yep, there it is.
All right. 11-9, 3:03 to go. Liberty on the baseline, got to get it in. They get it to Ellett. Ellett kicks it out in the corner. Alex. Alex loses it, loose ball, and it's still on the floor, but it's going to be picked up.
Turnover number five for Liberty here in the first.
By Dixon. Ford catches it the wing. Altermat's guarding Ford. Now here he gets a little help from Alex, too. Cooper Holden into the ball game as well. 25 in. Taylor Dodson. And there's a jumper for Kramer. Kramer. Altermat catches, brings it out top. Alex Toon. Carter Ellett, throws one up. That misses everything.
A little amped up coming off that wing over there.
Yeah. So Parker Toon checks back in, and Paxton Hunter. Wells and Ellett will grab a breather. 2:05 to go. We're tied up at 11 here in the first at the volleyball line. Kramer. He'll rotate it off to Young. Shot fake. Backs up. Skip pass across. Now looking into the corner.
Low block.
Yeah, it was. Wide He's open. In there. And it's a loose ball. Out of bounds. Turnover by Dixon. I have it as their fourth.
That is their fourth, yes.
Pressure in the backcourt. Alex Toon, he has no help. There's nobody back there. He's got to try to split two, and he can't do it. And the layup is good for Tripp Hoser. Cooper Holden, Parker Toon, back to Cooper. Cooper looks inside. Oh, forcing it to Paxton. There's a foul.
Going to get a hold on number 25 there.
25 or 24?
Is it 25? Yep, 25. Okay. Taylor Dodson.
Yep. And then Raffin Baker checks in, 45. Liberty throws it out top to Parker Toon. Parker snags it in, gets it to Altermat. Altermat skips it over to Cooper Holden. Cooper Holden, as it kicked, it'll stay with Liberty.
Liberty kind of getting pushed back out,
yeah,
like we have early in the season. You know, they kind of quit attacking that post. They had Paxton Hunter on a good post up there. They just couldn't get an angle to get him the ball.
Paxton catches at the wing, gets it to Parker. Parker to Altermat for three. It's good.
Blaine picking up right where he left off last night.
Under a minute to go. Loose ball. Liberty with the turnover. Feed to Alex Toon. Lays it in. And Liberty goes up 16-13, 44 seconds to go. Timeout. Dixon will take one as well. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Headed to the game? The anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor, Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
All right, welcome back. 16-13, 44 seconds to go in the first. Sayre Bobcats will be on the hardwood here at the Nest next as they take on
Galena.
Dixon basketball. 40 seconds to go in the first. High post, kicks it out. Here's a three off the rim. No good. Tipped around and controlled by the Bulldogs. Here's another three. That's off the rim. Controlled by, Liberty. Alex Toon gets the rebound. Tried to make a long pass to Blaine Altermatt, but that's intercepted. Bulldogs with the basketball. In the paint. Blocked. Paxton Hunter gets the foul.
Yeah, I think everything was pretty clean. May have got some with the body.
Yeah. Shooting two. Dixon Bulldogs, number five, Drew Young. First one's no good. Drayton Wells will check in. That's going to be a lane violation. Nope. Parker Toon gets the rebound. Alex Toon. Alex has it stripped. And three-quarter court shot thrown up at the buzzer, no good. Liberty leads after one, 16-13. We'll take a break. We'll come back. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. 16-13 at the end of one. Liberty with the lead. And it'll be Liberty basketball. Altermatt, Wells, Hunter, Toon and Toon on the floor for Liberty. Jacobs. Knocked away. Jacobs, Kramer, Ford. And Talon, Poser, both Posers are on the floor.
The run and jump.
Yeah. And there you go. Foul. Paxton Hunter got in the corner, and that's good. That's good coaching. It's good defense. If you're going to throw it into the corner, we're going to trap you.
Yes.
And the thing about Dixon's got the length to kind of make it a little more effective.
And they play really good defense. I mean, their ball pressure is really good here in this first half so far.
Paxton catches it at the wing, brings it back to Alex, back to Paxton. Paxton feeds it back to Alex, skips it over to Altermat, in the corner to Parker. Parker back to Altermat. Alex Toon catches. Now there's a high. Nice entry feed, and the bucket is good. That was beautiful.
That was good. Little high-low action there. Parker Toon catching at the high post, finding Drayton Wells at the low block.
And Drayton made a really good move to get a good layup in. 18-13 Liberty. Dixon to the wing. High post. Loose basketball, and it's still on the floor. Now it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow will be...
It'll be Dixon. But Liberty got it coming out. Coming out of this, out of the first quarter.
Yeah. But, you know, you never know.
You never know.
Drew Young, number 5, checks back in for Dixon. He tosses it in to Kramer. Kramer back to Young. Here's a 3 by Ford, in and out, no good. Rebound taken by Dixon, and there's a rebound for Wells. And
he was the first one to tell you he'd been out of bounds, and he came back in and hit the ball that was in Drayton's hand, and he can't be the first one to touch it.
Yep. Pressure. Parker's able to get across the timeline. There's the double team. He gives it up to Alex. Alex gets it to Ellett. Ellett loses it. Loose ball, and it's a Liberty turnover. Dixon out top. Top of the key, looking for a drive. Gives it off to Jacobs. Jacobs on the baseline. Loses it. Picked up by Ellett. Ellett pitches it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon takes it to the baseline, gets it to Wells for two more. 2013 Liberty, 5:55 to go in the half.
Liberty just needs to keep exploiting that inside presence.
Ford gives it up, pitches it over to Tripp Hosier for 3.
20-16.
Parker Toon gets it to Ellett. Ellett feeds it to Wells. Wells to Parker. Parker goes up. He's fouled. Parker will shoot 2. Liberty now is kind of rotating the post. You know, they're letting Parker do a little more inside as Paxton and Wells are kind of being the
kind of the decoy or
the distributor.
The facilitator.
Yeah. That's what I was searching for.
Yeah, they're finding some lanes to, once the ball gets inside, you know, the cutters are cutting in there.
Alex Toon comes to the bench, and Holden checks in. Parker Toon makes them both. 22-16, Liberty.
5.5 minutes left.
MJ Ford gives it up. Loose basketball, but it's going to be run down.
Now trap it.
Yeah, now they got a trap going. Out top, there's another trap set. Got him in the corner. Oh, it's a loose ball. Out of bounds. Last
good.
Touch, great well.
Good
that,
defense.
Yeah, that
good
was
defense.
Really good. So baseline is where the Dixon Bulldogs will toss it in, and they do to MJ Ford. Here's a 3. It's good. Boy, they can shoot. That's John Kramer hitting it. He's got 5 now.
Yeah, they are 3 of 6 from the 3 line.
Paxton Hunter, Parker Toon. Parker Toon shoots, goes up, can't get it to go. Wells with the rebound and putback. Ford looks for the drive, bounces inside, nice behind-the-back pass. 3 put up, no good. Parker Toon, and Parker's going to be fouled. Tripp Hosier, that's his first. Alex Toon comes back in for Cooper Holden. Barker tune, gets the inbound toss. Barker gets the pressure, goes over to Alex. Alex finds Wells. Wells to Paxton Hunter, goes up, no good, and the rebound's going to be taken by Dixon. Pulling it down, Kalen Hoser. Barker goes for a steal, not quite able to haul it in. It'll stay with Dixon. Drew Young will trigger it in on the sideline right in front of the Liberty bench. Tosses it to Taylor Dodson. Off to Trip Hoser. At the wing to Young. Young gives it back up. Liberty State kind of using that 2-3 zone. They're going to give up some threes in that zone. Now they get it inside, and a foul on Ellis. His second.
Yeah, well, thank you, Ellis. Got him with a body. Yep.
Carter just, you know, he's a freshman.
He's played some big minutes for the Liberty Eagles here in this season so far.
First free throw is good. .24-19 Ellett comes out, and Altermat will check in. Second free throw is good. Thalen Hoser makes them both.
24-21
Parker Toon, top of the key, is going to attack. Finger roll, it won't fall. Tipped around, it's a loose ball. Picked up by Dixon. Dixon's going to drive, look to attack. Layup's good for John Kramer.
Just like that, it's a one-point ball game.
Well, you knew there's going to be runs by both teams. In the corner, Altermat for three. Good. Altermat almost gets a steal. Here's a three at the other end. That's going to be no good. And out of bounds. Liberty basketball. 27-23. Again, the game is being live video streamed, and it's on the YouTube channel, Ozark Radio News YouTube channel. 3:08 to go, 27-23, Liberty. Liberty with the basketball. Paxton Hunter gets it across the timeline. Looks to attack, drives, and he's going to be fouled, blocking foul.
That'll be the fourth team foul. So everything after this.
Yeah, Liberty will be shoe.
Here on the 45, is that foul?
Yes.
Yep.
Rayfin Baker, that's his first. Liberty gets it in to Parker. Parker's fouled. Parker will go line shoot two. 10 with that foul. Talen Hoser. .27-23, just under 3 minutes to go. First free throw is a dud, hits the front of the rim. Second free throw is on the way. It is up. And that one's no good. Altermat with the rebound. Oh, he tries to hand it off to Wells. It's a loose ball. Shot up and a foul. And that's going to be a blocking foul body. And that will be on Paxton Hunter. You did get all ball, but you got all body. At the line, John Kramer. Shooting two. First one's good. Paxton comes to the bench, and Cooper Holden checks back in. Second free throw is good. He makes them both. 27-25, Liberty. Liberty with the basketball. Alex Toon. Looks to take it in, finds a lane, goes up, shoots, scores, and he's fouled.
Chance for the old-fashioned three. Good take there by Alex. Recognized that the defense was all shifted over to guard the bigs.
And he had the angle.
Had the angle and defender on the hip.
29-25, 2:41 to go in the half. And that foul is number two on Riefen Baker. Old-fashioned three is good.
We're going to get a full timeout here by Coach Harrell and the Liberty Eagles.
30-25, 2:41 to go. We're back in 60 seconds. It's Eagle basketball on the box, 96.9.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. It's where folks come back again time after time with a big city selection and a small town atmosphere. It's where a handshake still means something, where you always get the best price and get great buys from nice guys.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Welcome back, 30-25, Liberty, 2:41 to go in the half. And it will be Dixon basketball. Ford will bring it down the floor. Kicked by Alex Toon, stays with Dixon. On the sideline by the scorer's table, Dixon brings it back in. Ford catches it. Ford gives it up to Taylan Hoosier. Bounce pass middle of the floor, off the glass and in, using the backboard. Nice job, Taylan Hoosier. 30-27, Parker Toon. Back to Alex Toon. He gets a good look at three. Boom. 33-27, Liberty. 2 minutes to go in the half. High post. Back out to the wing. Back to Ford. Ford with the drive. Up, off the rim, no good. Out of bounds, Liberty basketball.
It's been a good ball game.
Yeah, it has. It has. Alex Toon to Parker Toon. There's the double team. He gives it back to Alex. Alex finds Holden. Holden back to Alex Toon. High post, Parker. Parker bounces it to Wells. Wells up and in for two more. 35-27, Liberty. Dixon with the basketball.
To the wing. 120 left in this half.
Top of the key. Kramer gets it to Ford. Ford drives in. The floater's good. Boy, he's a nice player. MJ Ford with the bucket. Timeout with 1:11 to go. 35-29. Both teams kind of, you know, it's one of those games where each possession's big.
It's big. Because each team is playing well enough right now that, you know, any kind of letdowns on a possession, if it ends up in points, going the other way.
Yeah. What do you got turnovers? I've got 7 and 7.
I've got Liberty with 10 and Dixon with 7.
Liberty basketball, Holden, Toon, Alter Matt Wells on the floor for the Eagles. 71 seconds to go in the half, 35-29. Now, see, when this is kind of where Liberty will get in trouble because they leave Alex alone, but Dixon doesn't really apply it. A little give and go. Alex Toon feeds it to Parker. Parker goes up.
Get in there.
Won't fall. He's fouled. He'll shoot two.
Yeah, Dixon kind of went to a full court man-to-man there instead of that zone press. Just kind of hoping to change up a look a little bit. Liberty didn't bite too hard on it.
58 seconds on the clock. Ooh, three in a row missed there. Parker made two in a row and then missed two. Get back on track. Get to 50% right here. And he does. 36-29, Liberty. 51 seconds to go in the half. Dixon with the basketball. Ford catches in the corner. Tosses it inside.
What? Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That's about as clean as you can get for a big man.
Well, I mean, you got to let him play.
I mean, he wasn't even attempting to even block it. He was just straight up.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it, you know, if he swings at it or...
Yeah.
But, man, he had them big paws straight up.
First one's no good. Wide.
Wide right.
Wide right, yeah. But Ferry Jacobs will get another. Now you got to refocus and go, okay, everybody's seen that. Everybody's seen it. Oh, and he misses them both.
All right. No harm, no foul.
Karma.
No harm and a foul.
Yeah, there you go. Alex Doon with the basketball out top. Gets it to Altermat. Holden feeds it to Parker. Parker will bring it back out top. Liberty will reset with Alex Doon.
20 seconds left.
36-29. Altermat with the handoff. Tipped out of bounds.
Oh, No. It was tipped.
Yeah, that's white ball. That was white ball. Tipped. Yeah, there it is.
There it is.
Blaine Altermat will inbound at the scorer's table. They go into the backcourt. Alex Toon down to 10 seconds. Liberty's got to make a move quick. Alex going to drive. Loses the dribble. Gets it to Parker. Parker, 4 seconds. Lean
it in there.
Scores and he's fouled.
That's a big bucket.
Chance for the old-fashioned three, 1.6 seconds.
And a double-digit lead going into half.
Yeah, that's big. I mean, because you know Dixon's going to have a run.
They're going to have a run. And you just got to maintain your defense and just kind of stop the bleeding when it happens.
Parker Toon for the old-fashioned three.
Got it. And here comes the inbound.
Shot at the buzzer. No good. So, at the half, Liberty 39, Dixon 29. Take a break. We'll come back, go through first half stats. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox, 96.9.
96.9, the Fox.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howell County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613 to trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
Our city.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and Part City Auto Parts. Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $32.99. Limits apply. Choose Syntec at Part City Auto Parts.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Parts City!
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
The Bank of Birchtree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birchtree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birchtree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birchtree.
All right, welcome back. At the half, 39-29, Liberty leading the Dixon Bulldogs, going through the scoring. Trip Hoosiers got 9, MJ Ford's got 5, John Kramer with 9, Drew Young with 2, Talon Hoosier with 4. Dixon scored 13 in the first, 16 in the second. For Liberty, Parker Toon with 8, Alex Toon with 11, Paxton Hunter with 2, Blaine Altermat with 8, Drayton Wells with 10. Liberty scored 16 in the first, 23 in the second. Turnovers, what do you got?
Turnovers, I've got Liberty for 10 and Dixon with 8.
Pretty good half of play. And the Liberty Eagles, you know, I get a good opponent. You know, this is a rock-solid opponent. It's not...
Yeah, I mean, they're...
You know, I mean, they're 16-3.
It's like we were talking about just now. I mean, Dixon's playing really, really good defense. And Liberty, you know, for a team to come out and play as good a defense as Dixon has played, and Liberty to still score almost 40, Liberty's not forcing anything. They're not forcing any outside shots. They're taking what Dixon's give them. And right now, the inside game with Drayton Wells, and it's Parker Toon.
Parker, yeah.
You know, Parker's kind of left that perimeter alone tonight, and, you know, he's kind of made a living in the lane, you know, drawing fouls on the drives and, you know, making some free throws.
Well, you mentioned it, and the biggest thing is Liberty is playing.
They're playing smart.
Yeah, they're playing within themselves right now.
Yeah.
You know, they're not, they haven't forced anything. They're making really, you know, they're making the extra pass to get the angles to the entry pass to Wells, to Paxton Hunter, to Parker Toon.
Yeah.
Well, but. But.
Oh, there's
you've lived it.
There's some runs coming right now.
Well, there's 16 more minutes of basketball to come, and we'll be bringing it to you. The second half is on the way. 39-29, Liberty with the lead over the Dixon Bulldogs.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
When it comes to guns and ammo, some folks pay more than they should. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who shop at Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. They know where to find great deals on firearms, ammo, and accessories. At Ozark Trading Post, you'll get quality gear at smarter prices every single day. So, save big, shop smart, stay local. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper.
What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
To know weather now on today's Hit Music 96.9 The Fox.
Time to take a look at the 10-day forecast and in the Weather Center with a weather update. Tonight's low on this Saturday will be down to around 29 degrees, and then tomorrow is expected to warm up once again. High of 59 with a low of 33 expected, not even going below freezing. Then on Monday, really warm out there with a high of 67 and a low of 44. Then Tuesday, we're going to be in the low 70s. Look at that.
Stop in at Brawley's Powderhorn for rifles, ammo, and all your black powder substitutes, smokeless powders, primers, and try out their firing range that goes from 25 to 275 yards. The range is open year-round. Brawley's Powderhorn in Winona is open Monday through Friday, 1 to 5 p.m., Saturdays from 9 to noon. Stop in and see David at Brawley's Powderhorn in Winona for all of your firearm hunting needs. Brawley's Powderhorn, a proud sponsor of the Winona Wildcats.
Winter roads don't play fair, but with the right tires, you stay in control. At Kabul Tires, we've got the winter-ready traction you need to drive with confidence no matter what the forecast throws your way. Stay safe, stay prepared, drive further with Kabul Tires.
This is Adam at Kabul Tires. We have a huge warehouse full of tires and offer same-day service.
Drive farther with Kabul Tires.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
City. Choose Rain-X Rugged XL Wiper Blades at Part City Auto Parts. Their extra-large profile and premium features are made for all driving conditions. Save $16 when you buy a pair of Rain-X Rugged XL Wiper Blades. We'll even install them for free at participating Part City Auto Parts stores.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Part City!
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
All right, welcome back. Just underway, second half. Liberty gets the basketball. Alex gets it to Parker. Parker, front of the rim. No good.
Yeah.
Creighton Wells with
Wells
the follow-up.
Follow.
Big man crashing the boards. Dixon with the drive. Kicks it to the outside. Three put up, no good. Parker, Toon with the rebound. Parker gets it to Wells. Wells to Ellett. Ooh.
Yeah, we're kind of, Liberty kind of had a little miscommunication there. They had three guys standing in the same spot.
Liberty will inbound in front of their bench. And,
yeah,
flat-footed.
Kind of got to lean in and he was about to step in.
And a nice, easy bucket there for Dixon. Facts, none are. gets it across. Double teams are going to be coming from everywhere, as
yeah.
that looks.
Yeah, but Dixon's really wanting to turn up the
defensive
volume on the
yeah.
defense end.
The packing it in, too. Yeah, oh, nice entry pass. Ellis
yeah.
to Paxton Hunter. .43-31 Liberty. There's a wide open three. Off the mark, no good. Out of bounds.
Should be Liberty.
Should be Liberty. It is Liberty basketball.
And here comes the full court pressure again.
Yeah. Well, if you're Liberty right now, you don't want to leave, you know. There you go. They kept it into the middle of the floor. Parker Toon for three, hits the rim, no good, loose ball, and oh, that's a foul.
Yeah, it is. Good hustle, but
that's a foul.
Yeah, it was a foul.
That's two on Wells.
Like to see the big man get dirty there, but
yeah.
That was a foul.
That was a foul, yep. Ford brings it down the floor for the Dixon Bulldogs. High post, rolls it inside, blocked shot, picked up. Ellett now, he's going to push it. Goes up, shoot.
And a block.
Scores, and he's fouled.
Good job, Carter. Good heads-up play there by Carter Ellett. Attack the hip.
Well, when your man's backpedaling.
He's backpedaling, and he finally
got
gets set.
Yeah.
But if you go right at the hip, if you don't square him up, it's a block every time.
And that's two on MJ Ford. Free throws missed. Paxton Hunter with the rebound. Backs himself in for two.
4-point swing right there. And then a turnover.
And a
turnover. Oh, dagger.
This could be. Oh. 3-foot up, no good. And it's Dixon with the rebound. Still a lot of game left. Here's a three by the Bulldogs. It's good. John Kramer.
Oh, Dixon's not going to go away.
Parker catches. Parker loses it in the paint. Another turnover. Those help tipped by Liberty at the other end, but Alex couldn't save it. 47-34. 5:27 to go in the third. Dixon tosses it in.
Ooh. You're going to get
Parker
on that loose ball. Both of them went after it.
Yeah.
The football kid ended up winning on that deal.
Yeah, because Taylor Dodson is giving up about 40 pounds. And,
they had
another takeaway, but
just couldn't hang on to it.
5:20 to go in the third. 47-34, Dixon basketball. They're bringing it in on their own baseline, and they'll throw it into the backcourt to trip Hoosier. Hoosier sets up top of the key. Oh, he's going to throw a three up, and no good.
Ball.
Yep, Parker Toon with the rebound. Parker to Ellett. Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter kicks it out. Parker Toon.
I think they're going to get a travel.
Walks.
Kind of shuffled.
Well, we're forcing things a little bit now. I mean, I get it. You know, you're wanting to attack, try to break them down. But that was one where maybe he's like, okay, yeah, it's really not there. Let's just set it up. Sticks it at the other end. They go high post. Out to the wing. Here's a three. Off the rim. No good. Tipped around. Wells comes up with it. Gets it to Ellett. Ellett's going to push it. He's driving hard. Goes up. Yes. Shoots. Scores.
And one.
He's fouled. That was muscle right
there. That was.
That looked a little like Dad.
That was very Rhino-esque.
Yeah. Paxton Hunter's coming out. Parker Toon's coming out. Cooper Holden's coming in. Blaine Altermat. 49-34, chance for the old-fashioned three here. And it's good. Dixon in the backcourt. They get it across the timeline. Here's a three off the rim. No good. Dixon gets the rebound. They'll reset. Drive in. Sidestep. No good. Loose basketball. And the whistle.
I think they're going to get Carter.
That'd be his third.
Yep. Kind of got him on a reach in there. But you see what we're seeing, you know, Dixon's really, really forcing some shots out from the outside.
Yeah. First free throw is up and in. Drew Young at the line makes the first one. Carter comes to the bench, and Parker Toon comes back in. Second free throw on the way. It's up. It's no good. Wells gets the rebound. Gets it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon gets it to Cooper Holden. Altermat at the wing. Skips it across to Alex Toon for three. Good look and
good pass. Yeah, Liberty's doing a great job of just taking what Dixon is giving them.
53-35, Liberty. Still a lot of basketball to be played. Ford looks for the drive, goes up, off the rim, no good. Another rebound, Wells. Wells to Holden. Holden, Parker Toon. Back to Holden, Altermat. Hands it to Alex Toon. Alex brings it top of the key to Parker. Parker to Alex. Alex, a deep three off the rim. No good. Tipped around. Out of bounds. It'll be Liberty basketball. You know, that was a deep three.
It was.
But the thing, the difference about that is Liberty had guys
in position.
In position.
Yeah.
Cooper Holden will inbound. Flips it to Alex. Alex Toon for three more. 56-35, Liberty. Paxton Hunter and Ellett's going to check in. Shot put up, no good, and it's a loose ball. Parker Toon comes up. Oh, Parker gets bumped.
Yep.
And Dixon comes up with it. Ford at the wing working against Parker. Parker gets it with the foul. Parker's like, you're going to call that on me? And
yeah, I just got tackled.
Alex comes out. Drayton comes out. Paxton and Carter check back in for Liberty. 2:51 to go. Dixon to the wing. Shot fake. Now here's the three. Up, no good. Paxton Hunter with the rebound.
Oh man.
Trying to take too much. Yep. Paxton threw it away. Had Carter on the baseline, but, you know, I mean, it was a three-quarter court pass, and it sailed. Liberty turnover. Dixon out top with the basketball. Ford. Now they go high post. Back outside. Here's a three. Boom.
Boom. 56-38.
Parker Toon. Carter Ellett. Altermat. Hits the jumper. No good. Rebound. Parker Toon. Parker goes up. He's fouled. Should be a shooting. He's going up for a shot.
And you get number three.
That's
going to be his third,
yeah. So Parker Toon shooting two.
What, they call on the floor?
No, he was going for the shot. He was going up for the Oh, they are.
Goodness.
Liberty tosses it in. Paxton Hunter, front of the rim, too.
Oh, he's tough. When he gets that deep, not much you can do to
58-38 Liberty. And Holden will get hit with the foul. Cooper's trying to, you know, play defense with his feet, but sometimes your man, you get beat off that first step.
Yeah,
and when
you're just trying to kind of make it up and keep him in front.
First free throw was good by Kramer. Kramer was 16 points down the game. Second one's no good. Parker Toon with the rebound. Parker gets it to Paxton Hunter. Ellett to Parker Toon. Parker rolls it in for two. Nice job.
Now you beat the press.
They never dribbled. And Dixon throws it away. 60-39, Liberty. 96 seconds to go in the third. You know, see, Lane's kind of got your old job. You know, when...
Ooh, here we go.
Yep, see it? There. Whoa! There it is! I called it!
Full court pass.
I called it.
Knocked the three down.
63-39, Liberty. I just seen him standing down there, and I'm like, you know, Tyler would do that from time to time.
Just gotta check the temperature and see where everybody's at.
But then, you know, the word kind of got out. Other coaches was like, I don't care where that Chowney boy goes. You stay with him. Foul was on, that's four on Carter Ellett. First free throw is no good.
And that was a 15 foul.
Carter's had a good game. He's had moments, though, where, you know, you see he's a freshman. Alex Toon, Paxton Hunter, back to Alex Toon. Alex gets it to Parker. Parker goes up, blocked, out of bounds, but he'll stay with Liberty. 71 seconds to go in the third. Cooper Holden will toss it in. Gets it to Paxton Hunter. And it spins out. Parker Toon gets the rebound. Keeps it alive, and it's picked up by Ford. Parker's like, man, you're calling fouls on me, and I'm getting mugged under here, guys. In the corner, under a minute to go. Inside, shot up, no good. A foul, and that's going to put Talen Hoosier back at the line.
Going to get Alex Toon on that one.
That's just his first. 63-40, Liberty. You know, I think Coach Harrell right now is kind of reminding the officials, like, you know, you see what just took place down here at the other end, all that banking around, and that was no whistle, and then
help a brother out here.
Well, yeah, just call it the same way. You know, just remember, there's two ends at each four. Second free throw is good, and Talen makes them both.
63-42 with 50 seconds left here in the third.
Alex Toon brings it down the floor for Liberty. Oh, tries a backdoor cut, and it was tipped. Alex Toon for three more is good. Three threes for Alex here in the third. Floater goes up, no good. Paxton Hunter with the rebound. 30 seconds to go. He's going to run the floor. Takes it all the way in for two.
Good take there by Paxton.
68-42. Liberty, 15 seconds to go. Ford gives it up. Top of the key. Oh, he walked.
That is.
Bounce pass, baseline.
And they throw it away.
Throw it away with 4.3 seconds to go. So Jester's going to check
Jester
in.
Coming in for Holden.
Paxton throws it away. And the shot And that's the end of the third. 68-42, Liberty. Take a break. We'll come back with the fourth. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Current Incorporated is your trusted source for electrical work in the area. Current Incorporated has the people and the equipment to handle any job, large or small, residential or commercial, new construction or electrical system upgrades. Current has you covered. It is just one of many services offered by Current Incorporated. So when you need electrical work done, you know what to do.
Real fast service right to your door. Call 257-0504.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howell County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613 to trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
All right, welcome back as we head to the fourth. 68-42, Liberty. Dixon will have the basketball to start the fourth. High post, short jumper, up no good. Wells with the rebound, gets it to Parker, too. Parker gets it off. Yeah, it is. Gets it to Alex. Alex out top, back to Parker. Parker brings it out top. Liberty's going to try. I think they're going to try a little pick and roll, but Dixon, there it is, inside. Boom. Paxton Hunter, two more.
So athletic.
Strong. Inside, shot up, no good. Out of bounds, it'll stay with Dixon. Liberty's been doing a better job rebounding, too.
Yes.
You know, that's, I think, all Blaine coming in. Blaine's done a really good job on the board.
Yes, he has.
Loose ball, out of bounds. Liberty basketball, turnover by Dixon. 70-42. Paxton brings it in to Alex, and then he gets it right back. Brings it back to Alex. Alex across the timeline, sets up in the corner by the scorer's table. Picks the dribble up, gets it to Wells. Wells,
Good look.
Nice backdoor cut. Parker goes up. It won't fall,
little,
but he's fouled.
That little high-low slide, catch it high post, and all he does, Parker just slid from one block to the the other. And what that does is give, you know, when he slides like that, it gives Wells the lane to drive, to make a move to get to the basket, or if it's open, to hit Parker underneath.
First one is good. Yeah, that's the thing. You know, a lot of people think high, when you know, you're talking high low, they think, okay, there's going to be somebody standing at the free throw line. And one, you could do high low from different angles, you know. Second one's good. He makes the bowl.
Sideline break here.
Dixon goes baseline. Almost loses it. They gather it back up, tipped, and they turn it over.
Hold up.
Paxton
Hammer
Hunter.
Down.
Yeah. And he's going to get hit walk. With the walk, yeah. When you get too deep, so Ellett comes in, Jester comes in, and Holden checks in. Altermat. Hunter and Toon, check out Parker Toon. Should be a running clock right now. Turbo clock for Liberty. Here's a three to shut it off. In and out, no good. Tipped around. Wells with the foul. His third. Clock does continue to tick. Now, we talked a lot about this game on the way back from Ava, and we, not one time did we ever mention Turbo Clock.
No, this is
didn't even
not,
think about it.
Yeah, this was not anything that entered my mind.
Dixon goes to the free throw line, pulls it back out. Ford catches top of the key. He looks to make a move, pulls it back out, comes across, scoop shot up, no good, foul. Clock will continue to tick. And it's going to be on Drayton Wells, his fourth.
But, you know, the conversation that you had pregame.
Right.
You know, this Dixon team is, yeah, they've won a lot of ball games, but they hadn't really played anybody that really tested them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, for this Dixon team, this might be a really good ball game right before the district.
Yeah.
To kind of reset.
And it's not, I'm not trying to, you know, I don't want to sound like there's a foul, like a Liberty homer, but truly, if you're not here, you can't see it.
Yeah.
Dixon's a good team.
They're very good. But, I mean, 16-3. I mean, even if, you know, the conference that they're in is down a little bit, but you still got to win the ball game.
Yeah. Liberty shot the ball really, really good today. Jester catches.
Oh, stepped on the line.
Stepped out of bounds. Clock, mercy clock is shut off. Now it fires back up. 4:35 to go, 72-44 Liberty. Ford out top.
4.5 minutes left.
Inside, shot up and in. Nice move. And the Dixon crowd, they're in total shock right
now.
Yeah,
it's complete silence.
Yeah. Alex Doon gets it to Cooper. Cooper gets it to Jester. Jester for three, tipped and controlled by Dixon. Dixon runs, goes up, shoots, can't get it to go. Tipped in, though, by Creamer. 72-48. Ellett. Jester for three, in and out, no good. Wells with the rebound, and it's going to be a jump ball. And checking in, Parker Doyle, number 11, his first bit of action. 3:50 to go. Cooper Holden will inbound. Gets it to Wells and tipped out of bounds, stays with Liberty. And, you know, Coach Harrell's kind of talking to his team. He's like, man, you guys are not moving. You're easy to guard that way. Out top, and Liberty throws it away. Drive and loose ball picked up by Holden. Holden's going to get a bucket. He goes up, shoots,
and fouled.
Fouled, but Cooper will go to the line. Come on, Cooper. I want you in the scorebook every night. Not just your name. Two, three,
get in that box score.
I want you in that box score every night. Rims out. I still believe in you, Cooper. Come on now. 72-48, 3:37 to go in regulation. Second one is no good. Dixon out top. They're going to drive in. Now bounce it to the corner, out to the wing. Looking back to the corner on the baseline. Those at middle four. One-hand floater rims out. No good. Parker Toon with the rebound. Parker gets the double Toon. Finds Holden. Holden. Altermat. Altermat gets it to Parker. Parker inside. Goes up and in for two.
I'm going to get some subs in here.
Yeah, looks like Dixon's going to kind of empty the bench here.
With 35 and 33 coming in. Got Nick McBride, number 33, and Jake Johnson, number 35. And a turnover.
Yep. Parker Toon with an opportunity. Gets it to Altermat for three more. That hits the rim. No good. Liberty comes up with it again. Jester for three. It's good. Another turnover. Altermat back to Jester. Three more. Good.
Good for Jester.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
Dixon out top. 80-48. Liberty. It's been all Liberty.
It's been all Liberty.
Tipped out of bounds and another. Oh.
Oh, it went off the official. Went off the official.
And he was standing,
out of bounds.
That's, anyway.
Whatever.
Well, yeah, whatever. Now Liberty's calling timeout.
They're just going to bring some subs in.
Yeah, so
Brian Thompson,
Graham Toon,
and Roger Hefner coming in. So you got Brian Thompson, Cooper Holden, Roger Hefner, Jester, and Graham Toon on the floor.
Thompson skips it across. Hefner to Jester. Back to Hefner. Tips. Graham Toon catches. He goes with a floater. Up, no good. Hefner with the rebound. Thompson, come on. Shoots a three. No good. Rebound. Liberty. Hefner.
Boy, everybody's got the itchy trigger fingers.
Back out top. Hefner says, okay, I'll shoot it.
Okay, if I must.
83-48, here's a three at the other end by Dixon, out of bounds. It'll be Liberty basketball, but Mercy clock is back on.
Wow.
83-48. Wow.
What a performance by these Liberty Eagles here tonight. And don't
all
you,
week.
But don't you know there's some Thayer Bobcats sitting right here.
They're going, oh,
watching
crap.
This. Like, ugh.
But, you know, I
what
mean.
What are we going to have to deal with?
Teams get hot, and they're hot for a while, and they kind of, you know, come back to earth right now. Liberty is hot. Brian Thompson. He's like, come on. I want to shoot. 16-15 seconds, and that is going to do it. Wow, Liberty just crushes Dixon. 48.
This
83-48.
Dixon scored six in the fourth.
Well, 13 in the first, 16 in the second, 13 in the third, 6 in the fourth. Liberty scores 16 in the first, 23 in the second, 29 in the third, and then 5, 10, 15 in the fourth.
Yeah, we were talking. I don't think Liberty scored 29 in a quarter. That's the best quarter all year. And that's, you know, coming normally, the third quarter is kind of our Achilles heel.
Yeah.
And coming out here tonight, wow. Throw up 29 in the third.
Yeah. It was, wow, Liberty really, really rolled. So, and I'm adding things up here. So here's how the scoring goes. For Dixon, Tripp Hozier had 11, MJ Ford was 7, John Kramer with 20, Drew Young with 3, Taylen Hozier had 7. Again, Dixon scored 13 in the first, 16 in the second, 13 in the third, and 6 in the fourth. Now Liberty scoring. Parker Toon had 14. Titus Jester was 6. Alex Toon, 20. Carter Ellett had 5. Paxton Hunter with 12. Blaine Altermat, 11. Drayton Wells with 12. And Roger Hefner, had 3. Liberty scored 16 in the first, 23 in the second, 29 in the third, 15 in the fourth, 83-48.
Five players in double digits.
Yeah. And Liberty is now 17-2.
Well, Monday night's going to be a dogfight.
Oh, yeah, on the road to Bunker, number one in the state, class one. I said it last night. Each game, the weight gets a little heavier. The pressure, you feel it a little bit more. Just talking with other players and other coaches through the years, Liberty's on a streak right now. And again, now it's like, wow, okay, this is going to be a tough game today. Crush.
Yeah.
And then, now Monday, the pressures, can we keep it going? Can we beat somebody and people notice it, recognize it?
Yeah. It's not even people, because it's what people think really doesn't matter. But can you beat somebody that the players on this Liberty team believe that they can beat?
Yeah.
Can you go to a number one type school
on the road,
go to their house
and
give them all that they want?
Yeah.
And I think, this is a much different Liberty team than what the first time that they played Bunker. The first time they played Bunker, we were a week and a half, 2 weeks out of football. And right now, this team is gelling like we've not seen.
No, they're playing team-oriented basketball. It's not, you don't have one or two guys trying to do everything.
And they're having a blast doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, you got kids just smiles and grins and they're having fun.
Yeah. Well, they just whooped the tire out of Dixon today, and 83-48. The new rankings come out Monday for the boys, and it means nothing.
It means nothing, absolutely. But it would be nice to see some love coming out of this class two ranking, or class three rankings that, I'd like to see a Liberty name on there.
Yeah, I mean, that coveted number, for coaches where you're remembered and you're talked about, regardless of what happens district, is that 20 wins.
Yep.
Hey, legitimate shot at it. I mean, there's several games left. Seven games left. You got 7 games left.
You got 7 to win 3.
Can you win 3? Can you win 7?
How about this?
Let's
win them all.
But a lot of games left. And again, it all starts on the road against number one in the state in class one, Bunker. And, if Liberty can keep it rolling, keep this team ball going, working it in, working it out. We know Liberty's got shooters. Especially now that you had Blaine Altermat. Liberty's got legitimate sharpshooters, but they're used, the inside. Now, Bunker may come out and say, you ain't beating us inside. No, we're going to pack it in. Well,
that's great.
Yeah,
I take it.
You got to pick your. What are you going to say?
Yeah,
you're going to pressure the outside.
Pick your poison.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have.
Absolutely.
So again, final Liberty rolls, folks. 83-48 over the 16-3 Dixon Bulldogs. Up next for Liberty Monday night on the road at Bunker. And now it's going to be a varsity girls, varsity boys only. The girls will start at 6. And then the varsity boys will follow. Now, we're only going to be doing the boys because it's a Monday. I got to work. Tyler's got to work. And we'll get there, about probably halftime of the girls' game. We'll try to get there earlier, and we'll give you some updates. But that's the plan. We got Monday at Bunker, and then Liberty is home Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, and then on the road for the final regular season game at Thayer. For Dylan at Studio, Tyler, I'm Gary Lee saying God bless, good night. Liberty wins.